Good afternoon. It's time once again for Arias and Songs. I'm your host, Larry Johnson. A new lyric opera season for 2013 and 14 is about to open. As it is the 200th anniversary of the birth of Giuseppe Verdi, it should be no surprise that Lyric's first offering should be one of his operas. It's Otello, based on Shakespeare's play, which had its world premiere in 1887 at La Scala in Milan. Verdi was a man of the theater and knew how to raise the curtain and immediately captivate his audience. But not with an overture, which was a standard operatic practice, but with a storm raging off the coast of Cyprus. A storm with cymbals crashing like turbulent waves, flutes and piccolos imitating lightning, the entire orchestra writhing and heaving like a turbulent sea. To the fear of the townspeople, it looks as if Otello's ship may sink, and the new governor, who has just won a great naval battle, would be lost. However, all is well as the storm subsides, and as the ship lands safely, Otello stands at the bow and sings, "Esultate, rejoice, the Muslims' pride is buried in the sea, our arms in the storm have defeated them." Here's the opening of Act One of Verdi's Otello, as sung by John Vickers, with the orchestra and chorus of the Rome Opera conducted by Tullio Serafin. Esultate, Rejoice, sings Otello, as sung by John Vickers in a 1960 recording. He sang with Tullio Serafin, conducting the orchestra and chorus of the Rome Opera. Otello has returned safe and victorious. He's greeted by his loving wife, Desdemona. Of course, there's always a villain in the mix, and a particularly nasty one. Iago is second in command under Otello, a malevolent snake, ever scheming, driven by jealousy and his lust for power. He's determined to undermine his commander by means of any plot he can devise. Verdi gives him an aria in which his self-hate pours out. He sings Credo in un Dio crudel, I believe in a cruel God. To achieve his ends, he says toward the end of the aria, La morte è nulla, death is nothing. Later, Iago devises a scheme to drive Otello mad with jealousy as he convinces him that his wife has been unfaithful. The men swear vengeance in the duet Si per Ciel. Here's baritone Giuseppe Valdengo as Iago in the Credo aria. Then he's joined by Chilean tenor Ramon Vinay in their tour de force duet. Arturo Toscanini conducts the NBC Symphony Orchestra in a 1947 radio broadcast.
Germe o d'un atomo vile son nato se scellerò perché son uomo e sento il fango originario in me. Io penso che da me procede per mio destino ad odio. Credo che il giusto è un istrion beffardo e nel viso, nel cuore, è tutto in lui bugiardo, lacrima, bacio, sguardo, sacrificio. Tanta irrisión la morte. E poi nulla. ti ammiro, e mi radia l'anima, cambia terra il vasto spilo, oltre a pintar, e ad hotel io sacro ardenti, cuore, braccio ed anima, santa d'opere crueli,
Giuseppe Valdengo sang Iago's Creed. Then he and Ramon Vinay sang the Vengeance duet, Si per Ciel. The NBC Symphony Orchestra was heard in a radio broadcast of 1947, and the conductor, a man who actually knew Giuseppe Verdi, Arturo Toscanini. Iago's plot is all too successful as Otello denounces Desdemona publicly. Not believing her pleas of innocence, she now fears for her safety. In the final act, she's alone and sings the Ave Maria. She prays to the Virgin, "Pray for us now and at the hour of our death." Here is Mirella Freni.
Thank you.
The Ave Maria from Verdi's Otello, sung by Mirella Freni. She sang with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Otello now enters and stabs Desdemona. When he finds out she's innocent and he realizes what he's done, he turns his dagger on himself. Here is his death, Niun Mitema, portrayed by Francesco Tamagno, who was Verdi's first choice for Otello in 1887. This truly historic recording was made in Varese, Italy in 1902.
Desdemona, Desdemona, Desdemona.
a 1902 recording of Otello's Death, Niun Mi Tema. It was sung by Francesco Tamagno, who created the role of Otello in 1887. When Iago's treachery is revealed, he too dies a much-deserved death. Verdi's Otello opens the upcoming lyric opera season next Saturday, October the 5th, and you may hear it here on WFMT beginning at 5 p.m. Johann Botha is Otello, Anna Maria Martinez is Desdemona, and Falk Strukman is Iago. Thanks for listening today. I'm your host, Larry Johnson. Our producer-engineer is Matt DiStefano. Please send your comments to larry@wfmt.com or check out our webpage, wfmt.com/ariasandsongs. More Verdi next week as we celebrate his 200th birthday anniversary here on Arias and Songs.